Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, June 17th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple is always adding new features to its platforms, but every now and then a change arrives that it becomes hard to live without. One such killer feature is the feature that lets you autofill two-factor authentication codes, and it's getting even better in iOS 26 and macOS Tahoe this fall. As it stands right now, autofill can pull in SMS codes from Apple's Messages app and Apple Mail. These codes show up right above the iOS keyboard and are automatically deleted after use. With iOS 26 and macOS Tahoe, SMS codes can now be detected in third-party messaging apps in addition to Apple's own Messages app. So that includes things like WhatsApp and Google Voice. Similarly, two-factor codes can be pulled in from third-party email apps like Gmail and Microsoft Outlook as well. And third, on the Mac with macOS Tahoe, third-party browsers can use the two-factor authentication autofill feature that was previously exclusive to Safari. So for example, if you use Chrome, you can now take advantage of this two-factor autofill feature for the first time. All of these features are available in the first betas of iOS 26 and macOS Tahoe, which will be released in a public beta in July and to the general public in September. In other news today, Apple's back-to-school promotion for 2025 is now available. For a limited time, eligible customers can get AirPods or another eligible accessory for free when they buy a new iPad, MacBook, or iMac. That comes in addition to the year-round discount Apple offers on items sold through the Apple Store for Education. If you buy a new MacBook, you can get an eligible accessory of your choice valued at up to $199, including AirPods 4 with active noise cancellation, a Magic Mouse, a Magic Trackpad, or a Magic Keyboard. If you're willing to pony up an additional $70, you can also get AirPods Pro 2. When you buy an iPad, you'll get an eligible accessory of your choice valued at between $119 and $129. This includes things like Apple Pencil Pro, AirPods 4, and discounts on various different Magic Keyboard accessories. And finally, when you buy an iMac, you can choose an eligible accessory valued at up to $179, including AirPods 4 with active noise cancellation. Apple's back-to-school offer is available to K-12 and higher education shoppers. You can find the full terms and conditions on Apple's website. The back-to-school offer is available starting today, June 17th, and ends on September 30th. We are sponsored this week by our members. You can head to 9to5mac.com/join to get an ad-free version of this podcast for $5 a month or $50 a year. Even better, if you also listen to our 9 to 5 Mac Happy Hour podcast, sign up for 9 to 5 Mac Pro for ad-free versions of Daily and Happy Hour for $8 a month or $80 a year. Our members help support 9 to 5 Mac directly, and they help us keep making both shows every week. Again, that's 9to5mac.com/join to sign up today. Next up today, we've talked a lot about iOS 26 features and also about the fact that iOS 26 is supported by the iPhone XS and newer. But even though iOS 26 supports those iPhones dating back to 2018, there are some features that are only available on newer iPhones. First, the upgraded version of Visual Intelligence that now supports screenshots is available only on the iPhone 15 Pro and newer. Live translation in Messages, FaceTime, and the Phone app is also limited to the iPhone 15 Pro and newer. iOS 26 can beautify your iPhone's lock screen not only with the new liquid glass design, but also a new 3D effect for spatial experiences for your lock screen photos. The time dynamically adapts to your photo and the surrounding space to keep your subject in view and still let you see the time and other widgets. This 3D effect is limited to the iPhone 12 and newer. Apple's Shortcuts app has gained powerful new Apple Intelligence actions in iOS 26. That feature is also limited to the iPhone 15 Pro and newer. The Reminders app has new suggestions and organization features powered by Apple Intelligence, so it's limited to the iPhone 15 Pro and newer. Apple Wallet has offered order tracking for years, but merchants have been extremely reluctant to support the feature. In iOS 26, Apple is leveraging AI to pull in order tracking details from emails in your inbox automatically, but that feature is also limited to iPhone 15 Pro and newer. There are new Genmoji and Image Playgrounds features that are limited to iPhone 15 Pro and newer. And finally, in the Messages app, there are two new features called Polls and Backgrounds that come with certain AI aspects that are exclusive to the iPhone 15 Pro and newer. While you can create a Messages poll on any iPhone model, if your device supports AI, you'll see suggestions for polls that can be easily created with Apple Intelligence. And you can also use Apple Intelligence's Image Playground feature to generate backgrounds in the Messages app. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.